Bank of Cards, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Edgar. I'm calling from HS King Services. And I got from your bank some letter, this $250,000 loan. I want to know what is this?
Sure. Is there a 16-digit code on there that you could read off to me?
Yeah, I got it. It's 2311.
Uh-huh.
0401.
Uh-huh.
0047584.
Great. And can I ask who I'm speaking with?
My name is Edgar, HS King, owner of HS King Services.
Edgar. Okay, Edgar and HS King Services. Hey, Edgar, what's a good number to call you back in case we get disconnected?
In case you're disconnected?
Yeah, in case the phone call drops, what's a good number to call you back on?
Okay, all right.
What's a good phone number?
That is 807. What is this? What's the loan? What's the interest
of
this loan? Just I
want to
know that.
Well, the interest really kind of depends on what you look like on paper and what you're looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for? Are you looking for capital or for equipment?
Capital.
Okay, how much are you looking for?
I don't know. How much is it going to be the interest?
Well, it depends on, you know, like I said, there's a lot of different factors that come into play. If you can get approved for the full 250, would you take the 250?
Yeah, if I take, 250, how much is the interest?
I don't have a specific number there for you. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, typically it starts off anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar and up. But what would you use the money for?
That is usually 4% or?
No. What would you use the money for?
That is for business, for my business.
I know, but can you expand on that? Like, what do you mean for your business? Are you using it for inventory?
I want to bought a couple of cars for my business.
Okay. A couple of cars, okay. And what else?
But that's all. I'm going to just buy one truck and one super Chevy Subaru.
Okay. Well, you could probably do equipment financing on that as well. The equipment financing we have anywhere up to 5 years. It's more like a traditional loan. And the rates start on the equipment financing around mid-single digits.
Okay, I want to know how much is going to interest. Not exactly. Can you give me some fewer numbers or?
I can tell you whatever number you want to hear, but I mean, I'm not going to know until I actually see what you look like on paper. And like I said, we take a bunch of different factors into play here. You know, like what your sales are and things of that nature.
Oh, you know, maybe your interest is too high. That maybe I don't want with this one. No, that's why I want
to. No, sure. So let me tell you, our equipment, they typically start in the mid-single digits, right? So I would say between 6 and 7% is where they would start for our equipment. Our capital is a little bit different because it's unsecured. So it's a little bit of shorter term loan. And typically, they would start at around 10 cents on the dollar.
10? Sorry, 10 what?
10 cents on the dollar.
10 cents for a dollar. Understand you?
Yeah, 10 cents on the dollar. For $1 would be 10 cents.
Oh, okay. Okay, got you.
You know, that's where it starts at. And then it can go all the way up to 20 cents, 30 cents, 40 cents. But like I said, it depends on your credit. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
750. Just I bought one car. It was 750. Just I bought a 1 month ago. I bought one car for business. I want to buy a couple of two. You know, that's why I don't know, because my I bought the car. My interest was 3% too. You know.
Okay, good. Yeah, with your credit score, yeah. I mean, you'd qualify for our top tier programs.
750 and more.
Okay. I mean, that sounds good. I know that I can, if you're going to buy vehicles, I would say let's go the equipment route, because I can get you a longer term and a lower rate when we go that route. And it could be up to more than 250 when we go equipment.
Okay.
So whatever the cost of your vehicles may be, I'm confident we can get you a great rate on that.
That will be almost $100,000, you know, for two cars.
Okay. That's where I actually specialize with a lot of limousine companies, and I help them get their limos and buses. Is that what you guys are?
Limousine, that is, will be limousines.
Oh, that's what you guys do?
Yeah, that is for limousines. I want to buy it for limousines. But it's for Uber, you know, Uber, for the Uber car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so here's what I could do. I can, the best thing I could do is I could shoot you an email with a short list, or with our short one-page application, and basically with that, I'd do a basic credit check. You said your credit is good, and then I can get you, do you have the places where you know you're going to purchase the vehicles already? Like, do you have a quote or an invoice already?
Okay, let's do that like that. Can you mail me your application and how much is going to be interest first, and how much is going to be, first I want to know everything, after that I want to speak with you,
Right. Well, here, Edgar, in order for me to get you, like, specific numbers, I need to know what you're purchasing, right? So I need those numbers from you. I can't give you a number if you don't give me any numbers, right? So if you give me those numbers first and then fill out the application, I can give you hard numbers, specific numbers, right? I have no idea what you're saying. I mean, you know, not that I don't trust you, but I mean, I deal with business owners all day and they say one thing and they come back at another number, right? So I can tell them, yeah, we can get you the lowest rate possible, but after we look at what you're on paper, they don't qualify for that.
Okay.
You know, so So I mean, I want to be able to give you, you know, I just want to be upfront with you, and I want to be honest with you, and let you know that I believe we can help you, and we do have great, great programs where a lot of our customers are very happy. We've been around for almost 14 years now, and we have a A+ Better Business Bureau rating. And over 100+ Google Plus reviews if you check out our website. So we help out a lot of businesses. It's just a matter of, you know, what we can do for you. So let me send you the application. You could fill it out. I can get you an answer within about 24 hours with hard numbers.
Okay.
Okay. What's a good email for me to send that to?
That is 7007.
7007?
Yeah, Leo, L-E-O.
How do you spell that?
L-E-O, L like...
Larry? Larry, Edward, and Oscar?
And O, yeah. Oscar, Leo, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, so I got 7007... LEO@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Edgar. I can send that over. I mean, our bank's getting ready to close here soon. Do you think you could get that to me over the weekend?
Yeah, I know. That's all right. It's a long weekend. You can send me after the weekend, no problem.
No, I'll send it to you right now in about 5 minutes. So if you want to send it back to me, I just won't be able to get you the numbers until I get back on Tuesday. So, I mean, if you send it back to me, I can submit it first thing in the morning, Tuesday morning. And then
right now I can't send you back because I cannot think about that after that I will send it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll circle back with you on Tuesday then.
All right.
Okay, and I'll send you the application. I'll also send you a link to our website. You can check us out.
Okay, all right. What's your name?
My name is Jeremiah. Here, why don't you take down my number, and you can call me if you need me. I'll give you my direct line. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
858.
Okay.
909.
Okay.
8867.
What's your name?
Jeremiah.
How do you spell?
Jeremiah.
Okay. Okay, Jeremiah.
Okay, I'll send it over to you, and a good number to call you back, and you gave me, is 818-807-8788.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Edgar, that sounds good. We'll be in touch. You have a good weekend, and if you do want to fill it out, just go ahead and send it back over. If not, I'll touch base with you Tuesday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye.
All right, have a good one. Bye. Okay.